Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad is, settle down. I'm excited, too. Don't worry. He's not going anywhere. President of IAS Training. He's forgotten more about how to sell and love up customers than most of us will ever know. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. That's one of his 32 books, which have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. He's our good friend Brad. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be with you. And yes, that number is somewhat under a million.
They call that that's called puffery, and it's legal. It's absolutely legal, Brad.
That's so, right. Absolutely.
So one of the things that I like having you on the show for is you always help us cut to the chase and make things happen more efficiently, more productively, and get more sales. And you've got a productivity discussion you want to talk about, don't you, today?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want to talk about the five silver bullets to productivity improvement. And these are the five things that need to be implemented within an organization in order to maximize their people's potential, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And those five silver bullets, I'll just review them quickly, then we can break them down individually. But that is having a training and coaching process. You have to have an accountability structure. You have to talk about goals and objectives. You have to have a set of non-negotiable customer service, sales, and operational standards. And you've got to have a training process. So those are my five silver bullets to productivity improvement.
One of the things that
some
of our experts have talked about more recently is you talk about training and coaching and as your first silver bullet, training and coaching. More and more people are talking about not managing people but coaching them. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's really a matter of giving people the feedback that they need and the pats on the back and the attaboys and attagirls and well done and all those kinds of things on a very frequent basis because people need that in their lives.
More and more, right? I mean, more and more. You and I, nobody cared about our feelings when we were growing up, but you got to do that today, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's a new time. It's a new generation. I just heard your last segment. You're absolutely right that we're facing things that nobody on this planet has ever faced before.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is people. Mm-hmm. And how they look at their jobs, their professions, and all those kinds of things. So, yeah, we never got any, glowing pats on the back and well done, and all those things. We got, here's the belt and do it today.
Right.
Better than
any
time.
And how many times did you hear "suck it up, dude"?
Exactly. Yeah,
that was
right.
A lot.
Suck it up.
But so. things are different these days. And so coaching is a good thing. I mean, I think coaching is closer to leadership than management. What do you think? Because when you're coaching a person, and someone once said you manage things and you lead people. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that's where my definition of sales management is coaching people to do to maximize their potential opportunities. And, you know, I develop a really disciplined organization. And, you know, discipline is one of those things that you do for people. It's not something you do to people. And that's what many people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they're coaching them and disciplining them, making sure that things are done correctly, is for them, for their success, and to help them get better and make more money, of course.
Don't you think discipline is one of the most important factors in success of whatever you're doing? Being disciplined, finding a way to be disciplined about the things that you know need to be done, what you call your non-negotiables?
Absolutely. say that, you know, that's where a owner of a company's job is to instill discipline within his organization so he can ensure the success not only of himself and his company, but his people as well. Because the only reason he has a company is to help those people. I mean, there's other reasons, of course, but
right.
You're not going to be successful without the people behind you.
But this is an area, in my opinion, Brad, where with the younger generation, you can make adjustments. You can move to the middle for them. You can make a few changes. You can get over a few things. But I say one of my leadership non-negotiables is discipline. If you work for me and you can't be disciplined, I'm not going to baby you. And if you can't figure it out, then you got to go. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. Yep. But, you know, I take people through progressive discipline as well.
Mm-hmm.
And before I would ever terminate anybody, I'd look myself in the mirror and say, I'd do everything humanly possible for this person
mm-hmm.
in order to help them be successful.
And hold on to that thought, Brad. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.